you'd better behave or what will get you.
But they do scare children with a lot of different things, mm-hmm. which I don't think they should.
It's a spook. What's another word that they might use for spook? And say, you better behave or
the goblins will get you or something like that.
Right. How would you greet a friend on December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. if you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to blank this very far.
I'm glad I don't have to carry this too very far.
Okay. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its four legs and head and tail completely inside its shell.
Gopher.
Okay.
Turtle or whatever.
Do you call it a gopher though?
Well, I believe the gopher is one that stays out on the ground most and goes in, digs its hole down in the ground. Mm-hmm. I believe in the water's a turtle, isn't it?
Well, I don't really know the difference between
really?
Them. I just, you know.
Really, I think maybe it's more of a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And the gopher usually digs him a hole way down in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Let's see. What do you call a similar creature that lives on land?
Gopher.
And what do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
You're talking about the intestines?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they call them chitlins. Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Chitlins, I guess.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His chest.
Okay. What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
Boat, huh?
Okay.
Let's say canoe.
Let's say that this craft had a pointed front to it. What would you call it?
Sailboat.
Okay, what if it had a square front? Think you
a
make
motorboat.
It?
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Fine. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillow slip. Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Pretty necklace or...
pretty blank of beads. What could you fill in the blank? Pretty...
Pearls?
Blank of beads.
Would it be a chain?
Okay.
I'm not sure what kind of necklace you're talking about.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Really beat him up.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's leg when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his
knees.
It's the back part of the leg.
Oh. Shin? Is that what you?
Oh, is that what you? Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really
a miser.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You say, he really looks what?
Well, some people say he really looks tacky, names for it now. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's all out or something like that. I don't know.
What would you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say she's really
dressed up.
Okay.